Steve, thanks very much. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, and we're joined in studio by our friend Kurt Wagner. Kurt is the top dog over at TVShowPatrol.com. Without Kurt Wagner, that doesn't exist. How are
I'm
you, Kurt?
I'm the only dog.
The only dog at TVShowPatrol.com. All right. First, I want to start out. Wendy and I discussed this a little bit with Dean Richards, but it's been in the news a lot the last couple of days. A big mess over at CBS with Hawaii Five-0 and what's going on with two of the actors that are leaving the show. Take it away.
Daniel Day-Kim.
Yep.
Or Day-Kim. Day-Kim.
Daniel Day-Kim.
Day-Kim. And Grace Park are leaving. And they had it was all due to a salary dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And they claimed they were not getting enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't come to an agreement. And Daniel Day-Kim on his Facebook page just, you know, wrote something about, I'm sorry to fans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to my community here. I love the show. I love being in Hawaii. All this stuff. But, you know.
It didn't work out.
Yeah,
but their claim is that they, two Asian American actors, right, were not being paid the same as the,
are not valued as much as the,
as
two,
the white actors, yeah, on the show.
Yeah.
Does, right, it have anything to do with a role on a show, though, if your role isn't as big as,
well, you know, the
someone
other,
else's?
That's the thing. The other two are considered the leads,
yeah,
of the show. These two have a lot of screen time, too, though. I mean,
well,
I would
then that should
I,
be
yeah,
considered, yeah.
But the other thing was, I read a Variety story that said the scuttlebutt is that he was getting paid like $5,000 less an episode than those two guys,
yeah,
that Daniel Day-Kim was. And that the problem with Grace Park was she wanted more money, but she only wanted to have to work half the episodes.
All right. Well, that doesn't seem fair. And the other guy, he was in Lost, right?
Yes.
Daniel,
yes,
Day-Kim,
so
was Jin in Lost.
He's got, you know, an acting career, so perhaps he should have been,
right,
being paid,
right,
more.
And Peter Linkoff released a statement yesterday. He's the showrunner.
Yeah.
He released a statement yesterday saying, you know, that we're sad that they have to go, but CBS was extremely generous in their offer to them.
Yeah.
You know, for the salary, and they didn't accept it.
All right. Now,
and CBS has also said that it was a huge bump.
Here, the money was roughly, these other actors are pulling in $200,000 per episode. So they were,
jeez,
looking to make $200,000 per episode, which, even though that sounds like a lot of money, because it is a lot of money, by TV standards, it's not that much,
really,
money. It's really not. There's guys making millions per,
why,
episode.
Why are we in radio? Good golly.
Kevin, bring a mirror in so I can answer Wendy's question.
Shut up.
All right, so for $5,000, why wouldn't CBS, $5,000 means nothing to CBS. Why wouldn't they just pay them each $5,000?
Yeah, well, that, you know, that I don't, that's, the sources on that are not named, so I don't know if that's substantiated or not.
Yeah,
you know, that's just one of the things that one outlet reported. But yeah, and I think a lot of times it's a principle thing.
Yeah,
you know, it has to do with, you know, the principle of it. And then I think at the end of his Facebook message, he said the struggle is real or something like that, or the struggle goes on.
Right.
Or like, you know,
just alluding to the effect.
Yeah, like you have to sacrifice with,
yeah,
in the struggle. Like,
yeah,
you know, he would rather stay, but he's willing to go.
Yeah.
If, yeah, if this isn't.
So then does an actor like that become harder to hire? Because if you're a producer, do you say, oh, no matter what we do for this guy or this girl now, they're going to want
I don't
more.
Know. If I were a producer, I'd snap them up.
Yeah. Good, both good actors.
But I would make sure my pay rate was good too.
Yeah.
I would be able to afford them. Yeah, it's you know, and it's hard for CBS to deal with this because they've always been accused, and the last 2 years have really been accused of not being very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Since that's a huge issue now on television, and
mm-hmm,
and although Hawaii Five-0, I would say, has one of the most diverse casts on TV, it's just not a good, like, sort of optics, like, you know, for other people to see.
Sure, it looks bad for everyone.
It's a pretty good show. I started watching the first couple seasons when it came out. I mean, the original is so amazing.
Sure.
I mean, Jack Lord was
so
smooth
good
over everything.
Yeah.
But it really was pretty good. I haven't watched it in recent seasons, but.
And I think now this new version has been on as long as the original, if not longer,
really?
Right?
Really?
It's been on for 8 years.
Is it 8 years now?
Yeah.
Oh, my good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah, it's been on a long time. And yeah, they still have the song.
Yep.
Da, 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 da,
da, da. All right. In other news, in other TV news, Wendy and I were going to discuss this on the show yesterday, but for some reason we just didn't have time to do this. Amelia Earhart, these pictures surfaced.
They found her.
They say
I'm looking
they
at these
her.
Pictures. It looks either like a young boy or her.
Right.
It really so looks like
she's Haley living Joel in Phoenix Osment. And she's somebody's grandma.
With Elvis.
Right. Right. These pictures came up. Now, coincidentally, there's a TV show about Amelia Earhart that runs on Sunday. So, boy, the timing on this.
The TV show happened because of the photos being found. Somebody, I can't remember who it is, but found deep in the archives of the U.S. government, found these photos that if you read History Channel's press release for the show, that were possibly covered up. You know, like there's a possible cover up, and that
I think they were just misfiled.
Yeah. They might have been.
And the photos are supposedly Amelia Earhart and her navigator,
right,
on an island in
the Marshall Islands.
The Marshall Islands, yeah. Far from where she was said to have crashed, and that they basically died in Japanese custody because it was right before World War II, and the Japanese were already. It was the late 30s, and they were already sweeping across. You know, the Pacific.
Right. Did they think she was a spy or something? Is that why they...
Well, it's long been rumored that she was a spy and that she was actually taking pictures during that flight.
Of stuff they didn't want us to know.
So that, I think the show will sort of say that maybe that's why the cover-up happened. The U.S. government never released those photos. But I saw one of the photos, and it's so grainy.
That's
it's
what
just,
I told
it's
you.
It's so hard
that's
to tell.
Tell them what you told me off the air. I said, are you into this Amelia Earhart thing? And you go, oh, the pictures that surfaced. And I said, it's kind of fascinating to me. And you said something like they show the side view of a woman that it could be anybody.
It's so hard to... I mean, everybody jumped out and went, look, it's Amelia Earhart. But...
I mean, it could be a child with really bushy hair.
Right.
It does look, you know, because she had short hair. Although if she was in captivity for a long time, her hair would have grown out.
Well, this
out.
Supposedly was taken shortly after they crashed because it also said that the frigate that you see...
Don't say that on the air.
...in the water is...
it's a barge.
Is pulling... A 38-foot something.
How long was her plane?
And her plane was 38 feet long.
But if it crashed, wouldn't it be shorter unless she pulled the Sully Sullenberger and landed it? And that's possible.
But then it also says that the navigator, that this person they say is a navigator, has the distinct hairline of her navigator.
Not enough.
What?
That's
because
not enough.
You seriously cannot see faces.
You can't see the face at all. You can tell it's a woman with short... It could be Ellen DeGeneres.
Hair.
It looks like it could be a kid, too.
It could be a kid.
It does look like a kid.
So
because she's either sitting or just short.
But a hairline, come on, Eddie Munster, if you saw just his hairline.
I would think it was Paul Ryan.
Unless it's like so distinctive and it has like a word etched into it, it can't be that distinctive.
Right. I'm not
Archie Andrews with the hashtag in there. Right. We used to call it tic-tac-toe, but now it's a hashtag.
But you know, the history folks, whoever did this program, this two-hour special that airs Sunday night,
this is History Channel?
Yeah, History Channel. They did, you know, they have these talking heads saying, you know, here's how we found it. Here's why we think it is. We have a analysis of it from some expert, you know, of the photos.
But Kurt, you know this. Every two or three years, somebody writes a book about Amelia Earhart and what really happened. Well, and it's all conjecture.
Right.
But
no pictures.
There's never pictures.
These pictures are the new twist to this. And I saw the story where they interviewed someone who had written, like, she's supposedly an expert on Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
And she said, no.
It's not Amelia Earhart.
She said they might have experts.
Yeah, because no one will buy her book anymore.
Yeah,
then,
experts claiming that is.
Right.
I mean, but she did go on then to say, you know, but it just adds to the sort of legend.
Right. It does.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
But, you know, the funny thing is, this is coming out, and then also next week there's the start of a series about H.H. Holmes.
Love that story. That's as creepy as creepy
can
be.
Devil in the White City. The
I still
America's
haven't read
first
that.
Serial killer.
And it is a descendant of his who firmly believes and has for much of his adult life tried to research this, that H.H. Holmes and Jack the Ripper are the same person.
Yeah.
And what?
So this
I had this guy on when I was doing the night show. He was on with me one night. And he gives incredible evidence, but it's, again,
he gets
it's
an old
hazy.
FBI profiler or investigator, not an old one, but a former. She's actually young. But he gets her and they go on this journey to try to uncover this, and they go to like his original hometown, and they uncover all this stuff about all these kids who died when he was a kid, and it started with his cousin.
Yeah.
Like under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah.
And many of them died of some kind of
unexplained
thing, but that if you look back now, you can say, you know, arsenic poisoning or something like that. And a lot of them died in sort of the same sort of way. And so the whole series sort of follows the trail of this to try to
uncover. Who's running this show, and when is it on?
Because
that sounds really good to me.
That is a good question. But that also has the, you know, the feel of the, oh, it could be a bunch of
sensationalistic. Yeah, I know.
But you never know, do you?
All right.
Oh, it's on Tuesday, July 11th.
This coming Tuesday.
History Channel.
Also on History Channel.
And somebody says that the Amelia Earhart picture, it looks like Jane Hathaway in
the
picture.
It does look like Miss Jane Hathaway from Beverly Hillbillies.
Truth.
All right, we'll take a quick break.
You're too high. Oh, that's weird. I'm telling you that line now.
You're stealing my line from Major League.
I know.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. Any questions or comments? 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt, several weeks ago, I said to you they're making a miniseries out of one of my favorite novels into movies, and that's Stephen King's The Mist. It's been running on, on Spike TV the last 3 weeks. Have you been watching any of The Mist?
I didn't like it.
I couldn't stand the first 50 minutes, and then it started to get good.
Did it?
Yeah. But the first 50 minutes, the writing was stilted and awful, so unbelievable.
That's where I stopped. I haven't seen anything
since. But then as soon as people started getting attacked by the prehistoric bugs, it became really kind of interesting. So it's
maybe I'll go back.
It's worth picking up.
Yeah, maybe I'll go back. It also feels a lot like The Dome.
Like Under the Dome.
Yeah.
It is.
And that was also a Stephen King thing.
Yeah.
And it just felt, very 90s Stephen King miniseries to me.
No, you're right. I won't doubt that at all. One of my daughters watched the first episode, and, you know, she's freshly out of high school. She's been out for 2 years now, and there's a bunch of scenes that take place in a high school, and she was laughing at how bad the writing was. She goes, "Does anyone think high school kids talk like that? Because we don't."
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Mr. Mercedes is another Stephen King adaptation that's coming to the AT&T Audience Network.
Oh.
So if you have AT&T satellite, you can watch it.
Okay.
Because that's the only people who get that channel.
But for people who... Now, it's really strange that they would do something that high profile on that, because it's a very limited number of viewers.
Well, they have several shows.
They're doing all
right.
And
in fact, they have a couple of shows that are so good that I think the only reason they don't get Emmy nominated is because nobody can see them if they don't have DirecTV satellite.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
I'm loving Preacher on AMC, which is back.
Wasn't that first episode just wild?
It is just so... Now, I know it's based on a graphic novel. Seth Rogen has something to do with this.
He's one of the producers, yeah.
And my son Dylan, who's 14, got me into it. I got all caught up before the new season started. It's really a great show.
It's so
really violent and crazy and
it's
weird.
It's so bizarre. But I loved in the first episode, they sort of phased into this this sort of schlocky style. What is that called? What's the style called? No, I'm not going to think of it.
Schlocky style. That's the right term.
It's like it's a whole genre of shows like that where they got really grainy, like the screen got really
grainy.
Oh,
yeah, I noticed that.
And
why did they do that?
And then they
that?
Phased out of it
like
again.
Home movies kind of that
oh,
you're
really?
Showing a film projector.
Yeah. But now I'm not. Grindhouse. Like
right.
It got very like into the Grindhouse style for... I don't know. A
I
minute?
Thought it was our new TV. I almost returned it.
But then it went back out of it. But like when they're pinned down by that one guy.
No spoiler. Oh yeah.
And the car rolls
Yeah, it was great. And I'm Bill. You gotta.
I mean, if
show.
You can handle the
it's violent
blood, guts, and gore, and not really care that much about having to understand every single thing. I mean, I think you get it.
They explain things,
but. For, you know, there are times when you're just going, okay, I'll have to wait and see what that means.
Yeah.
Got to get Showtime. I'm loving Twin Peaks. I got all caught up on Netflix. They have the first two seasons that you should definitely watch before the new one. And I'm dying up here. Each week gets better. It's about
stand-up
comedy.
In the 70s or
80s? Yeah, 70s.
Yeah. It looks really good.
70s?
Yeah.
Yes. Because it's Richard Pryor is involved, not the real one.
Somebody playing Richard
Pryor. And it's just, it's so good.
It
and I think
good.
Of you every time I
I'll
watch
I'll
it.
Find it. I'll get it.
Because, you know, when you wear those polyester pants.
No, it's a fire hazard. That's what it is. What about this? I saw, and I thought The Strain was over, but I just saw ads the other day for The Strain. Is that,
the summer's
is that a
the
continuation?
Final season.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, this summer's the final season.
Boy, that's gory. That show is so
what's,
gory. Yeah.
What's this?
It's like kind of like vampires, kind of.
Yeah, they've taken over now. Yeah. So now it's sort of the resistance.
Zombies, vampires, what the hell?
Well, these are very specific vampires. These are very different than your, they're not the good-looking,
no, they're hideous.
Glowy vampires. They're the hideous, gross.
Yeah. It's very nightmarish, isn't it?
Kind, yeah.
There was a movie years and years ago, I believe Winona Ryder, called Heathers.
Heathers.
Yeah. And now it's a TV series?
Yeah. What? It's going to be a TV series. In fact, it's going to be on Spike, which at some point soon is turning into the Paramount Network.
Oh, because Paramount, the movie company Paramount owns them, so they're going to name it after them.
So, yeah, this Heathers thing is already shooting, and Selma Blair has been cast as one of the new Heathers. You know, and Heathers are like the mean girls, I guess.
Right.
One of their mothers. And she's also kind of a Heather.
Boy, I was just going to say.
A Mrs. Heather.
Not long ago, Selma Blair would have been cast as one of the girls. And now
she was in the original.
She was, wasn't she? I thought so.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Winona Ryder, Stranger Things, when is that happening again?
October, I think.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is next week the 13th?
Yeah.
Do we experience the 13th?
Today's 7/7/17.
Next week they will announce the Emmy nominations, and Stranger Things is expected to have a bunch of nominations.
Woo! Yeah.
For Loved the first it. Season, yeah. Next week also the TNT's William Shakespeare as a young man.
Young William Shakespeare?
Drama star.
Yes. Willie.
It's called Will.
Oh, is it really?
And it's so funny because, you know, it's set in a certain time where everybody's usually dirty and muddy and gross. But everybody's wearing bright clothes and it's all like very sort of rock and roll, you know, and it's very stylized, I would say. It's something like maybe Baz Luhrmann would do.
That'll be interesting. Can I tell you one that I'm afraid for? There's a show on called, I think it's called Young Sheldon, and it's the character from Big Bang Theory, but when he was a small boy, he and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I saw clips for it, and I hate to say it because it's just clips. I haven't seen a full episode. It does not look good. I mean, I only saw 3 minutes of it, so anything
it's
can happen.
It's one of the CBS's fall,
big
fall shows that they're touting, and I think it might be paired with The Big Bang Theory at some point.
So it's a prequel, obviously.
Yeah,
the
interesting
Bang.
Part of it is the person who plays his mom is the daughter of the person who voices his mom in The Big Bang Theory. Laurie Metcalf's daughter.
Right. Laurie Metcalf from Chicago. Her daughter
Laurie
plays
Metcalf,
the mom.
Plays Sheldon, young Sheldon's mom.
Yeah. So
you that's
know,
cool.
Yeah, and she does the voice for the adult
Good
or the
lineage.
Old mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
but she'll be back on the new Roseanne. Oh. The Roseanne.
When's that
reboot.
Coming?
This fall. Also.
Fall.
I think it's this fall or in January. I can't remember.
You won't get Johnny Galecki on that because he's too busy with Big Bang Theory. He won't be doing this, will he?
Maybe he'll step in.
Maybe for an episode.
Guest episode.
Yeah. I mean, if it actually doesn't start until January, then there's probably more of a chance.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't suck because that was really one of the best shows on TV at the time.
I don't think it will. I think it'll be good.
Well, you know, they have to resolve the issue of Roseanne's husband.
In the last episode, they said that he had died.
Careful, spoiler. Jeez, Bill.
Don't spoil the 30-year-old show.
I hope people have seen it by now. Kurt, thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's Kurt Wagner. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. If you love TV, a great place to visit. We'll take a quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.